It's the Best Country, Minnesota 93. It's TJ in studio here with you today, and I'm joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good to have you in today. You sent me a link, and I pulled this up and thought, oh, I bet you this is one of the tougher things that you guys have to deal with in the business, and that is when the person that needs care doesn't necessarily think that they need any care. So the topic here on the link that you sent me that we're reading through today and kind of highlighting some things on are strategies to help a parent who refuses care. It's got to be tough for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. And I found this on care.com. I get, you know, these different blogs that are sent out to me. And I just think it's such a valuable one because we really do hear that a lot. We have family members coming in. They're worn out. They're worried that they're going to have to wait for something bad to happen to mom and dad before any changes are made. And so I just thought these were some really great, straightforward tips. And you can find a link to that on our Facebook page to get more information. But here's just a couple ideas of what you can do to encourage a loved one to get a little extra assistance in the home if they're kind of resistant to the idea. So first of all, you know, to start early. So you can bring it up in a relaxed conversation about caregiving long before a crisis happens. You know, maybe you're talking about, Mom, you know, where do you see yourself? And do you want to always stay in this house? And, you know, some of those questions. Being patient and asking open-ended questions and then actually giving your loved one the time to, you know, process and think about that to respond. Probing deeply. So asking questions to really determine why that loved one is refusing the help. And listen with empathy and really validate what they're saying. And try to avoid your own frustrations, maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Offer opinions. Or options, excuse me, maybe less opinions and more options.
Sure.
But if possible, include your parents in some of the interviews. You know, if you are thinking about home care, let them be a part of that decision on who they're choosing. Even being able to interview a caregiver, if you're looking at some different housing options, making sure they're a part of that discussion as well. Recruiting outsiders early. I think this is a great one too. You know, if you have a trusted social worker, doctor, nurse, priest, friend, that you can maybe put a bug in their ear and just ask them to, you know, pass that message along as well. Prioritizing the problems. You're dealing with some things. Now, what actions are you taking? Using indirect approaches. So you don't need to explain every possible. And actually, I'm going to stop looking at my notes and just tell you a really quick little story.
Sure.
Here. But Sharon Chater, you know, who's been doing this for years and has joined our team, was telling me a funny story about somebody that she helped ages ago. And he was, you know, furious when his family talked about him not driving anymore. But when they reapproached it and said, "Hey, Dad, what do you think about having a personal chauffeur?" Well, then all of a sudden, the idea was a little more fun, or having a personal assistant instead of a caregiver to help with some of those things. So really just your approach can make a big, a big difference. Taking it slow, you know, starting with care gradually, maybe being a part of the first couple visits that a caregiver has into the home until your loved one is comfortable. And then accepting your limits. You know, you can't do everything all the time. And, you know, don't be so hard on yourself if you do need to have somebody step in and help out a bit.
These are great pointers to have. And you said this is there's a link to this on your Facebook page?
Yep, I put it on the Facebook page. It's a link to this article from care.com, but just really a lot more great information out there.
So Facebook is one way that I know that we can get in touch with you. How else can we get in hold of Freedom Home Care?
Yeah, so check us out at freedomhomecarellc.com. That tells you all about all of our home care and case management services. Check us out on social media or just give us a call at 507-387-4663. That's 387-HOME.
All right, Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.